That was
my
very
friends,
funny.
Okay, we'll start. My friends, we had Joanne just here on Saturday, and she, in a longer interview, which I'll link here and at the end, shared about all the amazing things that happen at the Rosa Mystica Shrine. But it's not just unicorns and rainbows. It's not just healings and conversions, but also there's a spiritual battle. She's here to share some of the things that happened since Saturday, as well as other things that happen. And I think these are also signs that tell us if a place is being attacked, it's because it's doing something good. So Joanne, what happened? So we had our interview Saturday. What happened after that?
It was unexplainable. The chapel went on fire, and it was the other night, and the guy that was working there was feeling something not right in the chapel, and then he discerned, it was like 10:30 at night, he was leaving, everything was fine, and he discerned that, you know, he really needs to pray. So instead of staying at the chapel, he went to the Adoration Chapel and did prayers all night. Then he gets home and his mom sent him deliverance prayers out of nowhere. So
That's
then he was praying those. And then we have a somebody staying at the property that she's discerning. And that entire night, she was totally under attack. I mean, like nothing she's ever experienced before. And the evil one's presence was there. And he was telling her, if you do anything to help the Rosa Mystica Shrine, you know, you're going to lose all these things and all these threatening vocation and everything else.
For anyone hearing, God never threatens us. He always gently invites, because sometimes people get confused with these things. He never threatens. He always gently invites. Anything that we're getting that's that type of tone, we know who it's from. That reveals the character. That's straight from the devil.
Right. And she's there. She's on the property all the time, too. So this is the first time. And it was after my interview with you that all this started happening. And now the priest goes into the chapel the next morning. And the chapel had not been on fire when he got there. But there was a big fire in the chapel the night before, and it was unexplainable. Like, I know we have candles there, but since we've taken it over 25 years, we've done the same thing. People go up, they leave their devotional candles there. They're in a safe place. They stay there till they get done burning. This was an incredible fire. I mean, all the candles burst, the glass broke, the tiles broke. There was such smoke damage, but the incredible thing is the pilgrim statue, the traveling statue, was 2 feet away from this, veil and all wood, not touched, not singed, not burnt. I mean, the pictures, if you see what went on there, and you're like, how is that even possible? And then also, how did the fire go out? Our alarms did not go on. No sprinklers went on.
So typically, like, because I saw the picture and I'll be posting them here. I mean, I have like a candle, you know, so it's devotional candles. Usually those are very mild and then they just go out after a few hours or however long they're supposed to burn. So first, that, do you have an alarm system there or a fire or a sprinkler system that it should have gone off?
Okay, I don't think we do even have a sprinkler system, but yes, the alarm should have gone off.
Yeah.
And the amount of smoke damage was unbelievable. There's no way with that much smoke. I know probably every time I cook, the smoke alarm goes off. But how did it not go off?
Yeah.
And how did the fire go out?
Yeah.
There's no sprinkler system, nothing.
It's, you know, when you look at the pictures, it's almost like the visual image that I get, it's almost like Our Lady's there and she's sort of one type of fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit in her heart, the fire of her holiness. And then it's almost like Satan is like almost like two cars racing against each other, like this type of challenge, something like that, or desire to attack her. And as if she was like, no, you are not You are not going to pass this line. You are not going to defeat me.
Just like you would imagine Our Lady.
Yeah.
Because she's there, just beautiful, calm. You know, not like we would be in the middle of a fire, or I would be. I wouldn't say we, but I'm there. She is just in her beautiful veil, just untouched, and everything around her, you know, is black and bursted. I mean, even it got so hot that the tiles on the altar exploded.
Yeah, that's so strange. And you said that you had the fire marshal come and investigate it, you know, someone who would know about these things. What was their conclusion?
They spent 4 hours there, and they said they just cannot explain what happened here. They can't even explain it. And how does the whole place not go up?
Yeah.
You know, I unbelievable.
That's really interesting. You know, similar to when there's some sort of miracle that happens at a hospital, you have the doctors investigate it. And at some point, they draw a conclusion where they say, this is beyond our explanation. You figured someone like at a small chapel that they would have seen worse, that they would have been able to say, look, it was this. Clearly, this happened, or you guys did this. But he came out with no answers.
No answer. And 4 hours that they were there. And the smoke damage is unbelievable. But the chapel's there. And, you know, my good friend, Sister Dee Dee, I love her. And I think you know her. She's probably, she's a nun, a surgeon, and she was a retired colonel. But we were on a group text, right? And everybody started flattering her about something that happened. And then somebody said, oh, everyone loves you. She goes, if everyone loves me, I'm not doing my job. So don't tell me that. So it's when we do, you know, work, you get under attack, you know. I know I had kind of like a reversion to my faith. And at the time I was listening to all these Protestants and I loved their messages and everything else, but I'm like, wait, they're missing the other end. It's not all, you know, roses and, you know, and bubbles and hearts and everything from here. Bad stuff happens to good people. And that we know now, like, you know, I'm totally back into my Catholic faith and everything too. And I realized, you know what, the fires are going to happen. But we're not walking through them alone. Our Lord has us. He's with us. And Our Lady protected her property. And she said the evil one was not happy. I mean, from after doing your interview, the wonderful things that have happened were powerful. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like us, you know, when good things happen like that. He gets angry, which, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, it's a good thing. The chapel's still there. All we need is paint and some repairs, and you know, we have a bunch of buses coming this weekend. They'll just praise the Lord even more that it's still there. Not they won't be like, oh, why isn't it painted? They'll be like, look at this, and everything's still okay.
Yeah, that's really amazing. You know, I think it is amazing. You want that in your life where you're seeing these blessings, but then these crosses. So that tells you, okay. We're following the Lord. It's not just health and wealth, but it's the fruit of trials, the fruit of sufferings that tells you, okay, this is something that's going to it's going to give glory to God's kingdom, and it's going to put a hurt on Satan's kingdom. And I think that's, you want to know that. I think sometimes our church is afraid to do that. They're kind of afraid to challenge that evil, because maybe they intuitively know that it's an evil force, that they don't want to get involved in that. But if we're not fighting the enemy, then what are we doing?
And if you don't talk about it, doesn't mean it's going away.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, one of the popes, I think, said this, that the evil one's, you know, biggest strength is to make people think he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And he does.
So hopefully for this, I think people will see this and think, okay, there really is, aside from, I mean, you said so many amazing things in that other interview that I hope people will go and check out. But I hope people also, that this kind of comes to them and they see, okay, God is doing something here. I need to check this place out, especially if you live in that area or nearby, that people go and receive all these blessings from your shrine. I'm sure there's been other things also that you've seen over the years with all the different retreats. Any other interesting stories from the past where maybe there was like a big conference coming or something like a Father Jim Blount or some other speaker that perhaps there was a lot of blessings and then you saw the trials before?
You know, one of our feast day, we had over 1,000 something people in a tent, and we get a lot with storms up there, and the storms started coming in so fast, so crazy. Everyone's in the tent and it almost was like a tornado, that the kind of force that it was coming in at. And the priest just stopped everything and he got everybody praising and worshiping. I mean, we thought all the tent's going to go flying and, yeah, you know, we're all going to be there. And it went around the tent, just went around the tent and then disappeared, you know. And like, and so many times in the church, the storm has gone around. Like another time there was construction going on and the weather's supposed to be perfect. The whole roof is open. And the contractor's there and he sees a storm coming into the valley. And he's like, the entire chapel is going to get wrecked. It the clouds just parted like the Dead Sea, went around, not a drop in the chapel. Wow. Just so I think it's good, you know, for our lives too, you know, like God gives us the way. He protects us through the storms. And in this situation, we were protected through the fire.
Amen. Well, Joanne, praise God and Our Lady, and that this shrine, that people will know about it, that people will go and receive so many blessings. I hope this weekend and all the weekends become jam-packed. So we will entrust all of this to Our Lady. And how about we close invoking Our Lady, Rosa Mystica, asking for her to bless all those that hear this, and that the repairs happen quickly, but that also that people see that and kind of make those connections and realize, okay, there's something going on here and we need to come and receive because God wants to bless us tremendously.
Amen. Amen. Beautifully said.
So let's close with a prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Rosa Mystica, we ask that you continue blessing this shrine, leaving us these signs to show us that this is a blessed spiritual place, that it gives great pleasure to God, but not to the enemy. So we should run to it, that God wants to bless so many people. Please bless all the staff there, protect them, keep giving them this discernment. Please fill them with the Holy Spirit in their prayer and in their lives. And we ask all this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joanne, thank you for joining us today. I don't think this will be the last time that you join us. And to everyone else, we'll see you the next time.
Thank you.